Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is standing by from Lansing on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. How you doing, Mark?
Good, Bill. Good to be with you.
This is a good news Friday. You guys released your all-in 11-man playoff format. We'll touch on the 8-man in a moment, but everybody's in, correct?
Everybody's in. So what we've done is we've extended our tournament by 1 week, so it's going to take 6 weeks to complete. And, of course, with an all-in 6-week tournament, keeping the same number of divisions of 8, your magic number is 512 schools. So that's 8 divisions of 64. We've got 507 11-player schools playing this fall. So what that did, Bill, is we did have to reclassify about 20 schools. So it was 20 schools that moved down one division to make sure that we had either 64 or 63 in each of our 8 divisions. And once that first step was completed, we had a committee that we put together that drew geographic district groupings of 8 schools. And the way that the playoffs will begin is week 1 within your 8 team district. The number 1 seed will play 8 based on playoff points, 2 against 7, 3 and 6, 4 and 5. And then you'll play your district semifinal week 2, your district final week 3. Week 4 will be a regional pairing. And then week 5 is the semifinals. That's Thanksgiving weekend, followed by the finals the first weekend of December. So in a really quick overview, that's how the tournament we'll proceed, and if folks are interested, go to MHSAA.com, and you can see what district the school that you follow is in.
Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us here in the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, I looked at the MHSAA.com setup, and yeah, there's some schools that get pushed down that were pretty big names, like Grand Rapids Catholic Central bumps down to Division Five, but that's just part of it with everybody in. It's almost like an asterisk season that was able to be saved that we thought would not be played this fall. And I looked at all the teams, and with everybody in, I think it's a fabulous format.
Yeah, and actually, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, they were one based on their enrollment. They were originally a Division Five school this year. So that was a case of they were already there. So, it only affected 20 schools statewide out of the 507. And, no, I think when people look at the pairings and you see your within your enrollment range, you see your geographical district, and especially for those in West Michigan as well as other parts of the state, it seems to make logical sense when you plot those maps on the dots on the map, and you now have to draw circles of 8. We typically start in the Upper Peninsula, work our way from the western end of the UP east, and then we work south through the Lower Peninsula, working from west to east. So that's why all of our districts, you'll see the UP schools that are always in the first district in the division, and then the last group of 8 typically are Metro Detroit area schools.
Yeah, I didn't know Catholic was going to be Division Five, but it's based on enrollment, so there you go. And I looked at everything. I know some people already commented on some of the posts I read where, well, look, you got 2 top teams in the state in the same district. Well, eventually you would have to play each other in your, you know, second or third game anyways, right, based on regional location, even if we didn't have the all-in format.
Correct, and we actually have that right now, Bill, and a lot of other sports. There have been, you know, some years to where the 2 best basketball teams in the district are maybe in West Michigan. We went for years in Class A basketball where Saginaw and Saginaw Arthur Hill were in the same district basketball tournament. And one of those 2, who often were, when they were just sending kids to Division I schools all over the Midwest, they were in the same district. And in some years, they actually played on Monday night, the first night of the district. So, no, whenever you have geographic-based groupings, you're going to have that. And like you said, you're eventually going to have to play and beat them if you want to be the one holding the trophy at the end. And that's just one of the realities when you organize a tournament based on geography.
Any thought to the possibility of that everybody would always get to the playoffs in football? Was that discussed with your executive council, with people inside the MHSAA building in Lansing, that if this is a rousing success, considering we're dealing with a pandemic, any thoughts to possibly having this be the playoff format of the future?
You know, it could be, and this is certainly something as we go through the process and, you know, we kind of speculate, okay, if everybody is in the tournament, you're just assigned to a geographic district before the fall begins and you know what your group is going to be, does this now take some of the pressure off regular season scheduling? So I can guarantee that's going to get a lot of conversation and study after we get through this year. And I do think in general, Bill, we've had to do a lot of things differently in all walks of life because of COVID. But the thing is, I think you need to keep all those things kind of in the back of your mind, because there may be some changes that were because of COVID, but actually might end up being a better way of doing business than what you did previously. So I think you've always got to keep an open mind, and we'll see how this all plays out. And again, if there is support, certainly, you know, we'll circle back and see if this is something that our schools want to make permanent moving forward.
Hey, you could say, okay, if you lose your playoff game, there's the option to schedule a bonus game at the end of the year with another rival who maybe got knocked out, and you could end your season that way. I like it. I like the all-in concept that every kid leaves their senior season knowing they went to the playoffs. I love it.
There you go. Yep, and they get that, and they get the closure that kids last winter and,
right,
you know, four of our sports, or certainly anybody in the spring, didn't get. And that's the and I know there's, again, there's a lot of things to, a lot of hurdles yet still in front and a lot of challenges, but the thing that we are just ecstatic about is we have found a way to get all of our fall sports back playing, back competing, and as we sit here on the 25th of September, the plan is that all of our fall sports will end with a tournament experience, giving kids win, lose, or draw on that last day some closure to the fall season.
Eight-man. I know eight-man football is alive and well in the state of Michigan. I think from what I read at the MLive.com article and also at MHSAA.com, are some eight-man schools not, or eight-man schools not going to get in? Is that how it works?
Well, that depends. Here's the reality of eight-player football. Eight-player football has been a great addition to our offering because it's been able to either keep football alive in some of our smallest schools, or it's actually allowed some of our smallest schools to start sponsoring the sport. So that in and of itself has been extremely positive. The challenge with eight-player football, Bill, is in every season we've had it, we lose a number of eight-player schools during the course of the season. You know, they may have started with 13 or 14 kids on their team, with a couple of injuries, with a couple of ineligible situations. They don't play the last 2 weeks of the season, and that is just one of the realities when you're dealing with roster sizes that small. So the plan for eight player is we're going to have two divisions of 32 into the tournament, which is a total of 64 schools. Right now we've got 74 eight player schools that are playing this fall. So on paper, as it sits today, you would say, well, Mark, you're going to leave 10 schools out of the eight-player playoffs. That's true as of today, but yet our history every single year has shown, Bill, that we tend to get anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12, even to 14 teams that over the course of the season won't be able to make it to the finish line. So the reason we're going to let the eight-player season play out, and it's almost going to be like the old system with Selection Sunday, to where on that Sunday following the regular season, we'll announce, here are the 64 eight-player schools that qualified. Here are the Division I school in the tournament of 32, the Division II schools in the second group of 32, and like I say, on paper today, it's leaving 10 schools out, but past practice has shown us on Selection Sunday, we'll probably either be at the 64 number or even a few schools less than 64, which would mean that some number one seeds have byes the first week. So I wish that we could, you know, etch that in stone today, but what we've learned is just the nature of eight-player football with such small schools in squad sizes. We just got to let the next few weeks play out.
Mark, COVID-19, the pandemic that began in March took away the winter championships, spring sports, delayed some fall sports returning. Since fall sports have returned, has there been any massive outbreaks amongst Michigan High School Athletic Association member teams?
So we've had some teams that have had to pause, but in terms of anything that could be characterized as an outbreak, much less a spike, we just haven't seen those. You know, I come in every day in the first thing that I do is I pull up our daily COVID stats, everything from daily cases to positive percent in terms of testing, all of those metrics. And what I do is I put them on a spreadsheet and I compare what those daily metrics are with our three immediately surrounding states, Ohio, Indiana, and Wisconsin. And in every one of those metrics, Michigan is either in the best position or is in a very comparable position in every one of those compared with our three neighbors. When it comes to football in particular, Indiana to our south, they're actually in week six of their season tonight. Over the first 5 weeks, Indiana, these are the percentage of schools that have played every Friday night in Indiana. Week one, 95%. Week two, 94%. Week three, 96%. Week four, 97%. And last week, 96.1%. Last week in our week one of our schools playing this fall, we had 574 out of our 581 schools that were eligible and able to play. So that's a figure of 98.7% of our schools that were eligible and able to play have done so. And that's what I hear from my colleagues around the country, that we just aren't seeing the evidence that high school sports, even the contact sports, where football's now going on in 31 states, that this is some sort of a super spreader event when it comes to COVID. I think everything we're hearing from the news right now is where you're seeing these outbreaks and even these spikes is it tends to be on college campuses where kids are living together, kids are socializing together, kids are indoors around other people an awful lot. That's where we're really seeing the data telling us the numbers are going up, and we're just not seeing this currently when you're following the science and the data in the high school athletic world, and we'll just keep taking it here on a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis.
And you're watching at the college level, Mountain West Conference, the Pac-12 coming back. So the signs, as I said in my opening huge opinion today, if you look at the medical science and data and you don't listen and live your life by Twitter, Facebook, or your favorite cable channel, there is progress. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a beautiful thing. Mark Ewell, to anybody listening, you can follow the new high school playoff format. See everything right now at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Mark, thanks for the update.
It's a beautiful night for football tonight. Hopefully folks can either enjoy a game or check one out on our streaming all over the place. So thanks, Bill.
Yeah, MHSAA.tv, Mark, where everybody can go. And also most local schools now have set up a live feed, audio and or video. Like I'll be doing Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern and Grand Rapids South Christian tonight at 7 p.m. on the Hawks TV network. So the evolution of technology really giving people a chance to still connect to high school football. Mark, great work by you and your team, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great broadcast tonight.
Yep.